This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Today, I'm just going to share with you something mamish, very brief. The Gemara on Samach Aleph Amud Beis discussed the scenario where somebody was madar as ishto mitashmish hamita. Someone made a neder that he answered his wife in tashmish. Now, Rashi points out that if a man says, the hana of my tashmish is asr to you, it's not asr, because he's meshubah to her. Like it says, v'oinasa lo yigra. And that's what the Gemara says in Nedarim, in ve'elo Nedarim. Look at Rashi. On the Mishnah says, hamader es ishta mitashmish hamita. The Mishnah discusses what's considered an amount of time that it's reasonable for a woman to wait. Rashi says, what's the scenario? Kagoin de Amar, where he says, Yeesar hanas tashmishach alai. I aser the hana of your tashmish on me. Aval hanas tashmishi alayach, but the hana of my tashmish on you, loy mitzra, that's not aser. Why? Da meshubah la, he's meshubah to her. Dechsev vainasala yigra. He cannot detract from the mitzvah of Aina. So Rashi is learning that a man cannot aser his tashmish on the wife because he's meshubah to her. What's the shibud? A pasuk in the Torah, va'inasa la'yigra. So in what case is the neder chal? The neder is chal where the man asers the tashmish of the wife on him. So she's not meshubah to him. The problem is, by him doing that, it will come out that he can't live with her. But that's the only way for the neder to be chal. Okay, that's Rashi. So one of the important svarim on Ksubis is the hafla. Let me see. The hafla was Reb Pinchas Horowitz. He's the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. And he wrote a parish on Ksubis called the hafla. He also, in the back of the hafla, he wrote Hagois on Shulchan Aruch Eben Ha'ezer. So in Simen Ayin Vav, he wrote something called Kunchus Achrayin. He raises a very interesting question here. If you look over here, it's Simen Ayin Vav Sif Tes. Very interesting question. The question is, let's see, yeah. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Hamadir asishta mitash v'shamita, bein shihidira stam, oy zayin yamin, oy yoyser, Yekayim Zayin Yamim, he could stay with her for 7 days. Ve'achakach yotzi, then he gets divorced. Ve'yiteng suba. Okay, that's if he asers mader sishamitash shamita. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues. Ve'ketzan madira, how does he make the nether? Sha'amar hanoas tashmishach aser alai. The hano of your tashmish is aser to me. Avalam Amar Hanas Tashmishi Alayich. But if he says the Hana of my Tashmish is asar on you, Oy Nishba Shaloy L'Shamish Ima, or he swears not to have Tashmish there, Einoy Chal, it's not Chal. That's what we just saw in Rashi. So what Rashi says is codified in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Hafla has a very interesting question here. The Hafla says, well, didn't we learn in the Mishnah that how often is the husband's obligation of Tashmish? The obligation is, twice a week, or depending on the job. If someone who's a Tayalin every night, a Poyel twice a week, a chamar once a week, gamolim once every 30 days. But unless somebody doesn't really have a job, the responsibility to a wife is not every single night. So the hafla says, so wait a second, why would the neder not be chal? Why is the halacha if a man says, I aser my hana on you, why is that not chal? For tonight it could be chal, because he's not responsible to her nightly. So let it be chal. And in other words, what's Rashi saying? And why does the Shulchan Aruch codify that a neder is only chal if he says the hana of your tashmish is asr to me, it should be chal even if he straight out asrs her in tashmish until the time that he's meshubah to her. In other words, let's say he's meshubah to her twice a week, the nether should be chal until his first hishtabdus. So the haflas is like this: mashma da afilu bepachas mishir oina einai chal. The Mishnah and Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch are mashma, the nether is not chal even less than the shir of the oina. Why? But you only have to do the mitzvah, let's say twice a week, or once a week, or once every 30 days, depending on a person's occupation. Mishum de mishabdila liyos la pas basala. Answer is, even though a husband is meshubed to his wife, let's say at certain intervals, let's say twice a week for a poyel, or once a week for a Talmud Chacham, nevertheless, there's a shibud that he's ready to do it any time, so that she has the pas basala and she'll be satisfied with the zmanim that are in the Mishnah. Meaning, don't make a mistake and think that the zmanim in the Mishnah are, that's the husband's sole responsibility. No, the husband's sole responsibility is to always be available. This way she has pas basala and she'll be satisfied with the zmanim in the Mishnah. Therefore, says the Hafla, the neder is not chal at all, because it's against his shibud. Even, let's say, a donkey driver, he's technically always meshubed to be able to do that time. Says the Hafla, v'chein muchach meha deparach bin adarim, v'koinam she'eni mishamshach. Says there's a Gemara in Adarim, he makes a koinam, he's not going to have relations. The Gemara asks, v'ha meshubed. So ask the Hafla, why doesn't the Gemara say where he made a koinam less than the shir oina? So by the way, it would come out according to this, that this explains more the Ramah by Hilchos Sukkah. The Ramah by Hilchos Sukkah says that a husband is pater, so a married man is pater from sleeping in the sukkah because it's not ishu beisai. Yeah, this is not it's not teshvu ke'en taduru. So why is it not teshvu ke'en taduru? Simply it's because he has a mitzvah of oina. If he doesn't have a mitzvah, every single night. So it's a random Tuesday night. Why is a husband putter from sleeping in the sukkah according to the Ramah, just because teshu kein taduru? The answer is the hishtabdus of the husband is that he's muchan b'chol laila. So if he's not going to be babayis, so he's not muchan, it's going against his shibud. In other words, it's not a matter of timing, it's a matter of availability. That's how the Hafla learns it. So that's the chiddush of the Hafla. In other words, Rashi says that a husband cannot make a neder at all, that he asers his tashmish on her, and the case has to be where he asers her tashmish on him. According to the Hafla understands that the nether is not even chal for pachos mishir. So Moshe has an interesting tshuva. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Mem that besides from the chiyuv of oina, the husband is meshubet to his wife if she's misave. So the question is, are these two different chiyuvim? Is there a chiyuv that at a time when a woman is misaveh, or somebody is yoytzei lederach, that's one chiyuv. And then there's another chiyuv, the Mishnah Ksubis on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, where depending on a person's occupation, it's once a week, twice a week, or less, or because that would be very unusual, that there are two separate chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv bizman shemisaveh, and then there's a chiyuv at a certain regular intervals. Ramosha learns, no, there's one chiyuv. The chiyuv is, a husband is responsible to the isha whenever she's mishtoikek. The zmanim in the Mishnah are the shiur of the chachamim of what would roiv noshim be mishtoikek lebala who has such an occupation. In other words, a husband with such an occupation, what is the wife's want and ratzayin under those circumstances? So it's not that they're two different mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah, leil tefillah. Another mitzvah, when she's yoytzel adarach. Another mitzvah, when she's mishtoikek. And then there's manim mentioned in the Mishnah. No, there's one chiyav. The chiyav is the husband is meshubed le'isha when she is ratza. When is she ratza? She's ratza b'leil tefillah. She's ratza b'shash yoytzel adarach. And the Chachomim are Meshayer, that at these zmanim, depending on the husband's occupation, these are the zmanim that typically Roiv Nashim would be Mishtoikek. That's how Rav Moshe learns. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, that's what I got for you this week. Okay, Hatzlacha Rabba, and have a good rest of the day. Hatzlacha, Kol Tov.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kol Tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.